This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13 in the evening, and we are going to be moving on to our next story, which is about a new initiative to support the participation of people with different abilities to get on board with the digital economy. So an agency under the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia has launched a program to accelerate digital adoption among people with disabilities by bringing their businesses online.
So MyNIC, or MyNIC, I think, the official.my domain registrar in Malaysia wants to provide ICT and social media training to OKU organizations with its newly launched outreach program. So this agency will help build websites, teach skills like search engine optimization, and will help enhance the digital brand recognition of the SMEs and micro SMEs via social media and other digital marketing platforms.
So I'm really excited by this. Mm-hmm. I think this is great news, in no small part because the internet of all places. And I'm speaking here with rose-tinted glasses, okay? I'm going to say this first before I get attacked for saying the internet is a good place, because we all know the internet can be dire.
Lies.
But the internet should be an inclusive space, and it should be a really deeply accessible space. I mean, if you look at the mobile penetration in our country, if you look at the coverage that we have, in theory, anybody should be able to be online, and anybody should be able to start a business, regardless of where you live, regardless of your specific circumstances. So in theory, a person who is living with disabilities might have difficulty on a day-to-day basis moving around, for example, mm-hmm. might have difficulty, for instance, being in an office that does not have an elevator.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that might make it difficult to participate in certain segments of business and the economy. In theory, the internet should be a friendly, open space for that. However, I think we have also heard in the past from listeners, whenever we talk about accessibility online, who have pointed out that certain websites are just not built to accommodate, say somebody who is blind.
Yeah.
Or it's incredibly difficult to navigate. In fact, I think our own website, we sometimes get feedback on that exact thing. So I love the idea that this is going to be resolved, and also that actual lessons are going to be imparted on how to just make life easier in terms of participating in that digital economy that should be making everyone's lives better.
Yeah, I think part of this initiative is also to give out discounts for new domain registrations. It's a lifetime discount. So this is very handy because if we think about some of the additional hardware and software you have to get because you have to use the internet in a different way, it can cost a lot more. So if the government or any sort of programs don't take into the financial constraints that you might face with getting this initiative on the ground, then it is a challenge, right? You're not making it as inclusive as it could be.
So we wanted to speak with, somebody who would be able to actually give a more in-depth perspective on this. So joining us on the line is Moses Chu, Executive Director for the National Council for the Blind Malaysia. Moses, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
So you've been part of this push for better access to the digital economy. Can you talk to us about the digital divides that first prompted you to do this?
Sure. When we talk about the digital divide in general, it is a very broad area. I mean, we used to talk about affordability, we used to talk about speed, okay? But I am more concerned for blind users, okay? Now, I know the whole world, there are more people who are not blind than blind people. So obviously, the whole internet is really made for people who are not blind. However, there are global initiatives that now ensure that websites, the data on websites, is readable by blind people. Just a few minutes ago, Kevin mentioned something about you need tools and all. Yes, but that was the past. You see, now with Apple, with Android, and with Windows, all the three systems now have already inclusive. That means a blind person picks up an iPhone, he doesn't have to pay anything more. He can turn on VoiceOver. So for Android, you can turn on TalkBack. And for Windows, you have something called the narrator. So cost is the past. Now, what is the next thing is, when you put a photograph of a document on the web, that's where a blind person will not be able to read it. For example, if you put the most beautiful girl on the web, and if you don't describe that girl as being beautiful, a blind person will not know what is on the screen.
Sure.
So there are standards whereby the whole world is following now, and we hope that in time to come, Malaysia developers, Malaysia web hosters would understand the need of people like us who are blind, that you need to put additional text or descriptive text. They call it alternative text, so that we know what's on screen. And right now, if you look at our Malaysian websites, some are accessible, some don't have the additional information. But it's getting better and better. And we want to reach that part faster. That's why a few months ago, I got in touch and I was referred to MyNIC. And I'm happy at least that we are beginning. And now, the offering of special discount to the people who are with disabilities. Now, I look at it, there are two good things about it. Number one, we get more people involved. And number two, the public would now understand that people with disabilities is also a part of the users. And if you look at it, I mean, in totality, there are about 500,000 over people with disabilities. So it is quite a huge number. And I think we are a group that you should be considering.
And from your perspective then, how have business owners who are blind had to navigate around these barriers?
The number of blind people in business using the internet may be very, very small now. Partly, the blind people themselves need to have the skills and the understanding. Of course, the shortcut is, of course, to pay someone to do it for me. But I am also looking at the end of a blind user. For example, e-commerce. All right. Everybody is buying things online. Supermarkets are also moving towards online. If you look at some of the electrical shops, many of them also open up, also run online sort of shopping. And it is so simple now. I don't need to get to the shop. I look at the online and I can compare prices. Now, blind people also want to be able to do that. So let's look at both, not just the business alone, but the user as well, you know. There are more users than blind people in business. But in time to come, with proper training, with better understanding, and with more available tools, I think there will be more blind people getting into this kind of e-commerce business. And it's something that suits and that will suit blind people because I don't need to drive. I don't need to move around. You know, everything is done just on the console.
And on that note, I mean, you mentioned earlier the discounts, and that's because MyNIC, the registrar for all these domains that end with .my, is planning to offer these 50% discounts for their domains and also conduct ICT and social media training like you were talking about, right? Picking up those skills. How do you see this encouraging better participation in the digital economy? Do you think that there's going to be a lot of pickup?
Oh, certainly. There will be. Well, I will not dare to say a lot of pickup. After all, the blindness community is only about 1% of the population.
Mm.
But that gives us a better choice of job opportunities and a better choice of e-commerce. Now, can you imagine if all banks go online, and now most banks have been told to reduce the counter sort of transactions, it will include the blind. Okay, so if the blind people are not able to do that, then don't you think they are excluding blind people? So this is why I think the initiative is good. It goes both ways, for business people and for people who depend on, who want to buy things, you know, customers.
Yes.
And beyond this initiative, what else would you like the government and business community to do?
I would hope in time to come, we will have to set legislation, okay, or guidelines as to all websites within Malaysia may have to meet the standards so that everyone can get access. Right now, there are no such rules. You can put the web any way you want. But in other countries, they already have set such standards, and there are people actually suing companies who do not put up reasonably accessible websites. So Malaysia is still quite far from that, but we do hope that with such understanding, with such publicity, more will understand the need. You know, we don't want to jump the gun and start setting the rules when people don't even understand and realize that a certain part of the community is being missed out.
Absolutely, Moses. Thank you so much for weighing in today.
So, thank you very much.
You just heard from Moses Chu, Executive Director for the National Council for the Blind Malaysia, speaking to us about some of the recent efforts to increase participation of the disabled community in the digital economy, speaking particularly, of course, from the perspective of people with blindness, right? Mm-hmm. But we'd like to hear from you. I mean, are you excited? Are you excited to see this move towards, I think, more inclusion when it comes to the digital economy? What suggestions would you have for how it could be made even better? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.